This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Dropout rates in Colorado and the nation have been falling over the past decade, yet the problem remains, with an impact that reaches far beyond school grounds. Colorado released its most recent student dropout numbers in January. The data shows 10,546 students left school without graduating in 2014. To better understand what that number means, I'm talking with Judith Martinez. She's the Director of Dropout Prevention and Student Engagement with the Colorado Department of Education. Let's start off by clarifying what we're talking about. How does the state define a dropout?
The annual dropout rate reflects the number of 7th to 12th graders who have left school for any reason. There are some exceptions, and not transferring to some other type of public or private educational programming or school.
And also, who are these students? Are there patterns or common characteristics among at-risk young people?
We see that more males than females drop out of school. Typically, the students are classified as 12th graders when they drop out, and that the majority of students who are dropping out at a higher rate than the state average are minority students, specifically Native American students, Latino students, and African American students. They all experience dropout rates higher than the state average. When we look at student groups, such as those that might have a disability or English language learners, those that have been classified as homeless or in foster care, all of these groups of students also have a dropout rate that's higher than the state average.
Now, in absolute terms, 10,500 students seems like a really high number. I'm wondering, how does this number kind of fit into the overall trend of what's happening?
Actually, in Colorado, we're seeing a very positive trend, meaning that the percent of dropouts each year is declining. Currently, our dropout rate is 2.4%, and that is tied for the lowest rate which we experienced in 2002.
Let's talk about the impact of dropping out, of course, for the individual student, but what is the impact on the greater community?
They tend to earn less. They have higher rates of unemployment. There's a tax cost to society. It's estimated that the average high school dropout will cost taxpayers over $300,000 in lower tax revenue, public assistance transfers, unemployment payments, incarceration expenditures, and an additional health care cost over their lifetime. However, I think that it's important to also recognize that there's a promise to society and benefits when students do graduate. So we're really trying to help folks connect to more positive outcomes for students.
And so is that something that can be quantified too in terms of the benefit?
The Alliance for Excellent Education recently put out a report that looked at each state and what the benefits to the community would be if they graduated more students in a particular state in a year. So for Colorado, what they projected that if in Colorado in 1 year we had around 8,600 more graduates, that would translate into $101 million in increased annual earnings, as well as increased federal tax revenue and new jobs.
I know much of the work happens at the level of local school districts, but I'm wondering for you and others at the state level, what do the current dropout statistics tell you in terms of, are we making progress?
Well, in terms of the trends that we are currently seeing, I think we've been encouraged by the steady decline, but also puzzled by the persistent gaps based on race and ethnicity, as well as income and gender. So we're really wanting to take a closer look on what are those persistent problems that are leading to a higher dropout rate for certain populations.
Judith Martinez is the Director of Dropout Prevention and Student Engagement with the Colorado Department of Education. Because of the complex issues involved for students dropping out, KUNC and Colorado Public Television are also going to take a closer look, spending the next year doing stories to increase awareness and understanding of the issue as part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen program. As we heard, the number of students dropping out is going down, but thousands of kids still slip through the cracks. Getting them back into school is a challenge.
Like, I wasn't really doing nothing. I was just going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home. Like, now I could have a future and maybe have a life, probably.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll hear why 18-year-old Bishop Albright dropped out of school and why he's gone back to get his GED. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.